Just started the second half in the second round of the Big Ten women's tournament. Nebraska with a 2-point lead over Purdue, 27-25.
I miss the hula hoops.
Well, Nick, sorry, now you have to watch sports. Mm. Shout out, by the way, to Rick and Richard for hopping on the Facebook page and watching the show. Rick even comments, "Hey, guys," from Mr. Rick, our good friend Mr. Rick.
We'll shout you out if you're on the Facebook.
Hey, there we go.
Hey, guys. Hey, you guys. So this weekend, it seems like they've been off forever. It's odd when you get into this trend of playing twice every week. You miss it when it's gone. It's like, we got no takes. What do we do? Creighton hasn't done anything. They haven't beaten anybody. Nebraska, where are they at?
This is what we do with football every week all fall. But with basketball, it's like, what the hell? It's Thursday. When are they going to play again?
Well, Creighton will play on Saturday against Villanova. And after they lost
Villanova
last night to Seton Hall by 10 in New Jersey, Kyle Neptune, the head coach of the Wildcats, said, "Saturday is our Super Bowl."
Mm, interesting.
Well, if you look at Villanova right now, and we have, thanks to my buddy Bart, they are among the last four byes.
Bart Torvin.
Nice.
Now, you might be wondering if you're familiar with the schedules and the seasons. Wait a minute, Villanova, they're only 17-13. How in the world are they still considered in right now if you're Bart Torvik? Well,
because you're a huge nerd, first of all, if you're Bart Torvik.
You're not a huge nerd. You're a very successful attorney with a great website.
Bart, are you down?
But Villanova's got some quality wins. They beat Texas Tech and North Carolina down in the Bahamas.
Dang.
They got that road win against Creighton. So, and they've racked up a few Q1, Q2 victories. So, they're looked upon very favorably by the metrics.
Can I ask a quick question? I don't mean for this to turn into a whole to-do.
You can.
But I heard Happer talking about this earlier, and so I'll pose it to you now. Should there be so much emphasis on those November/early December Bahamas-type trips by the time that we are in March?
What do you mean, so much?
Like, where they are treated equally weight-wise to a win over a similar opponent if it happened in the last... Like, essentially I'm asking, should schedules be weighted on when the game took place?
No.
Okay. I'm just asking.
It used to be that the committee would look at the last 10 games played. I've never been a fan of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's no different than one of my big beefs, situational officiating. Where all of a sudden fouls that weren't fouls the first 38 minutes become fouls or non-fouls in the last 2 minutes.
So that's like situational, schedule.
I mean, everyone's going to say, well, but this team's peaking. But if we're going to try to sell people on the fact that every game's important.
Bingo.
It shouldn't matter. I mean, let's use an example. Texas beat Alabama in, what, the fourth week of the season?
Might have been earlier than that, yeah.
Should that game be weighted less?
For the record, I agree with you.
What Texas did late in the season?
I agree, because I don't think you and I mean, we'd be very hypocritical if we were like, no, the games now should be weighted more than the games in the case of football in September or in the case of basketball in November and early December when it's like, whoa, aren't you the guys that also say the game should be... You know, good games should be scheduled in non-con because I am. So I think, you know, like I said, I didn't want to make a whole to-do about it.
No.
I thought we answered it very well, but I, for the record, I agree with you.
Now, I would say this, I think subconsciously, I think...
It happens.
I think it does happen.
I think because,
Because it's the last impression that you have.
It's saying you're unbiased. Everyone has a bias. It's hard not to watch and be like, yeah, they are peaking. And that does kind of matter to me mentally, but in terms of looking at the raw numbers.
There are going to be folks that are going to look very differently upon Wisconsin today than they did, you know, what was it, 3 weeks ago when the committee put out its top 16 peak?
Yeah.
And Wisconsin was a top 4 seed? Today on Bart... They're down to a 6.
Yeah, because they have melted down as the season's
They have melted down. And so I think subconsciously, because again, you're dealing with a committee that, you know, is human.
Yeah.
And while they've got all these different numbers and all these different, you know, pieces of information in front of them, They're also still subject to the same, you know, human biases as everyone else. So I think there's, because of that alone, there's a little bit of recency bias baked in to the selection process.
100%.
But I don't think we need to make it any more than that by saying those games don't matter, because they do matter. And if you look at the net, remember, it takes a higher ranking to achieve quad one status for a home game than it does for a neutral site game, which is what the North Carolina and the Texas Tech wins were to Villanova, to a road game, a true road game. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of, you know, that also baked into the formula. But going back to what Villanova's looking at right now, I ran the, you love it when I run my simulation.
Oh, is this one, what's his name, Cousin Greg? Is that what we're doing
gross.
Now?
No, this isn't. Who's the guy with the drill?
Oh, this is Uncle?
No, this is not Uncle Warren.
Okay,
Uncle Warren.
I was getting the banjo ready.
Is there a Greg, by the way, Greg Analytics guy? Can we do that? Because then we could bring Cousin Greg
in. Do I have nipples?
Mr. Roy, have you seen their Torvik meter?
I miss that show. Man, I miss that show.
I'm not looking at a Torvik meter.
You wash your eyes out with this.
What is wrong? Anyway. Now, I'm going to live in reality here.
Golf?
Because as it stands right now, should Villanova lose on Saturday to Creighton, they would be likely, depending on the other results in the Big East, and I just ran a simulation at the bball.notnothing.net, which is my favorite little simulator. I got all my simulations. Josh has his models. I have my simulations.
My models are better, by the way.
But Villanova would match up with DePaul in the first round. DePaul is not beating Villanova.
Mm. Okay. Are you sure?
Villanova!
No, they're not winning.
DePaul hasn't won a conference game yet this year. Okay? Mm-hmm. They are on the verge of historically being the worst Power 6 team in the KenPom era, because their rankings are in the 300s for a power conference team. So I'm going to just go ahead and say Villanova's going to win that game. Then, according to my simulations, their next game would be against Marquette. So if they'll probably lose that game. If they lose the Marquette game.
Well, I guess what's Marquette's situation going to be health-wise by the time that they play at MSG next week?
Well, they're going to reevaluate Tyler Kolek before the tournament.
Mm.
But again, for the purposes of this exercise, to give you an idea of how important this game could end up being. So if Villanova loses to Creighton, beats DePaul in the first round of the conference tournament, then loses to Marquette, Bart would have them as the third team out.
Oh, no. Mm.
Third team out.
So, like the graphic says, why this is their Super Bowl.
Bingo.
I would say it's not so much a Super Bowl, it's like a Week 18 game, do or die. That's how I would refer to it. You know, there are games after that. There is no game after this.
You're going to argue semantics with Kyle Neptune right now?
Yeah, okay. I am. A text from the...
You got a problem comparing Baylor Shireman to, Patrick Mahomes? You got a problem comparing Greg McDermott to Andy Reid?
Wait, so are you saying Creighton fans are going to get amputated?
No, watch out!
Whoa, are you Mitch Holtis?
They did not specify which fans were getting amputated. It could very well be those softies from Miami.
They specify what's getting amputated.
Great. Hopefully no one took their pants off.
Oh, no.
A text from the 402 says, just ran my own simulation. It said John is a nerd.
Wow.
Boom roasted.
Imagine getting called a nerd when I'm here.
Wow, that's a tough look, John. That's a tough look.
Oof.
Wow, so this is a big game. For them.
For them,
so
it
much,
is. It
so
is a big game. Now, for Creighton, what's at stake? If they win, or if Marquette loses to Xavier, then Creighton will be the 2 seed in New York.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, if Creighton wins, it's still a quad one. Villanova's a quad one win on the road. They could, if they were to win Saturday and make a deep run in New York, meaning get to Saturday. Don't have to win, but make a deep run. I think you could be looking at a 2 seed.
Wow.
Mm.
I think you could be looking at a 2 seed.
And again, remind me, their highest seed ever is a three seed.
So in 2014.
That would be a Oh, that's right. They were, because Baylor was a six. Wow, that would be quite the run. Quite the run.
And shooting.
For fear of being called a nerd again.
Oh, are you going back to your simulation?
Are you worried about what people think of you now, John? That's real nerd
behavior.
I'm not
worried because usually the people that are accusing me are the nerds.
Nice. Got them.
Right? No. Anyway, so as it stands right now, and the good news is the results of last night, Creighton might be able to avoid St. John's for a little bit. Because St. John's has been a little kryptonite-y. St. John's could be on the verge of getting a first-round bye. Because they'll win this weekend. They have Georgetown or DePaul. I can't remember which one.
They have one of the crappy teams.
They have one
teams.
Of the bad teams.
Congrats to St. John's.
So St. John's could end up as a five, Creighton two or three. So they'll be on opposite sides of the bracket. So the only way they would see St. John's is in the finals, right?
Yeah.
So let's run the simulation right now. Let's assume, because it looks like, for the moment, that Providence will be their first-round opponent in New York. And then their next opponent would likely be Marquette. So we'll plug those teams in. And then, just assuming for argument's sake, it's UConn, because UConn is, well, they're great.
Oh, like the NHL.
No. Ew. How is UConn like the NHL?
Because you said they're great. The NHL is great.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Thank you, Nick.
I don't get that joke.
I apologize. I'll tell you off air.
Okay. Running that simulation, Bart says, drum roll, please.
Nerd roll, please.
Oh, crap. I didn't have it. Oh, wait. I do have it.
Put John's friend in that bucket and roll him down the hill again.
Two seed.
Wow. For Creighton?
Second two seed behind Arizona.
Good Lord, that's almost a one.
Yeah, they won't get to that.
That's true.
They won't get to that point.
Yeah, because usually they make it to Saturday and then they lose in the Big East tournament. They don't ever win the
Sadly,
Big East.
Sadly, that is true.
Yeah.
But that's the simulation.
Including
I
that
ran.
Loss to Georgetown. That was a bad one.
Well, yeah.
That was horrible.
It was rough.
It was bad.
I know. Right. I sat downstairs calling the game remotely and Nick and I were like, this sucks.
That's right. That was still that year.
Yes, it was still that year.
Strange times.
Oh, dang season.
So.
Times like that.
So there is some stuff at stake for Creighton.
There is.
Mm-hmm.
There is. Here is Matt. Hi, Matt. Thanks for waiting. You're on the zone.
Hey, I was just curious, as far as like a comparison for the weighted schedules, what do you guys know about like Nebraska high school basketball? It's been a while since I've played, but when I played, we kind of got a point system and based on our schedule, and we got the wild card.
Yeah, wild card
state,
points,
so
yeah.
On, so forth. So, like, is there anything like that comparative in college, like, to fit in with this whole idea of a weighted schedule or wild card points or a point system for either the beginning of the season or all the way throughout the season?
Well, I mean, that's essentially what the net is, the net formula, which is a lot more intricate than, I mean, the wild card point system in Nebraska is strictly based on win-loss record, right? So, the better your win percentage is, the more wild card points you're worth, right? So it's a very simple system. The net takes that and adds margin of victory, where the game is played, other pieces and parts to the formula, some analytical stuff to try to...
Nerds.
So, I mean, they are kind of based on a similar thing. And so, yes, and one of the accusations, Brad Brownell, the head coach at Clemson, was accusing the Big 12 of gaming the system.
Yeah, they talked about that on the Happer Show today, too.
Because
they schedule
a lot of Big 12 teams did was schedule some easy opponents, but then absolutely boat race them. And there is a margin of victory
built
element
into
baked into the net. So if you go out, let's use Nebraska's schedule, for example. You know, all those so-called cupcake games that they played.
But if they would have won by 40.
Let's say if they'd have won all of those games by 40, Nebraska's net ranking would be better than it is right now. But because they only won by 15 to 20 points,
yeah.
It's not as big. And that's one of the criticisms of the net, is that there are still ways you can mess with the system and game it, if you will, to make it look like you might be better than you are.
So at what point does that that truly come into consideration as far as whether they keep that net or remove it? Like, is it really that much of a factor?
I mean, keep in mind, the net is a sorting mechanism. It's not the only thing. It's not a linear thing. So, in other words, just because you're a top 68 team in the net doesn't mean you're getting in the tournament. It is it's a device that the committee uses. It's an important device. But
it's not God.
But it is just a device, because at the end of the day, it's still the committee members who make the choices, and they can be susceptible to the same biases as any other human. Plus, they watch a lot of games. Yeah. I mean, I remember talking to Rass about all the games he would watch on a daily basis.
He
would watch nonstop games on top of games. And usually each of the committee members is assigned a league where they really like...
So then they can argue for or against teams.
Right. So they can be like a source of information when they come up when those teams come up in debate.
All right, hey, thanks for the input.
You bet.
Time to give some Facebook shout-outs, John. Shout-out to Alec and also Corey and also Rob, who writes, hello from the 308, where my only way to listen is via the stream, but it's still AM radio. Oh, and Trenton says, I'm going to start complimenting people by telling them they are a quad one win.
That's great.
Man, I got a quad one friend over there. Mm. I like that.
Did you say Richard? Did you say him?
Well, I did give a shout out to Richard earlier, but yeah, Richard, we're going to be big fans of Richard.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll do a little comment. We'll have a little chat with Richard.
We'll be in touch, Richard.
Yeah, Richard, we'll be in touch indeed. Thank you for joining us today.
Josh.
John.
Nick.
You're a quad three road win.
Thank you, John. That's so nice of you.
But a quad four home win.
Quad three road win. Good Lord.
Our next batch of 1620 the Valentine should be this.
Oh, that's a great idea, Nick. Justin writes, hi. Hi, Justin.
Hi,
thanks,
Justin,
for joining us on Facebook. Again, if you want a shout out, go to our 1620 the Zone Facebook page.
Oh, I didn't know that we could see the Facebook comments.
Yeah, yeah. Scroll up a little bit to that nice comment from Richard about hamburgers. So that's why we want to talk to him, because you won't be here next week, and so we'd love to see Richard when John is here. So Richard, we'll talk to you.
I'll be here on Monday, Richard.
But I won't.
Oh, I thought.
No. If I'm going to be nice to you, you got to be nice to me. I'm a quad three road win.
You are a quad three road win.
Rats! I wish I was quad one.
Those would be some great greeting cards, by the way. When I met you, dear, you were a quad three, but today you're my quad one.
Aww. I mean, it's a little mean, though, for when you met her.
I mean, you know, it takes
John's
time to warm up
pizza,
to somebody.
Quad four, baby.
Hey, enemies to lovers, Josh. That's all that is.
I guess that's true. Odson now commenting on our Facebook page. We love food at 1620 The Zone.
We do.
And Alec says, respect the Chiefs.
Alec, no. They're freezing people.
They're killing people, Alec. They're killing their limbs.
People are getting amputated.
They didn't kill them. It was the fans' choice to both attend and go there, apparently, sans enough clothing.
Mm. Andrew said had a quad three marriage, but recently upgraded to a quad one marriage.
Oh, good. See?
Always important to go to the quad one marriage.
What would you rate...
How many quads are there? Four?
Four.
Yeah.
Well, quad.
Yeah. Yeah. Negative 18.
Negative 18.
Yeah. But it's a one now, and that's all that matters. Don't you say anything.
I didn't say anything.
Don't you say anything. Say this. We have Robin Washit coming up next.
Was he next, or is he at 3:30?
Oh, he is at 3:30. Rats, I'm an idiot. Eric says, is this where we go to bash Josh P? Damn it, Eric. I wanted to give happy shout-outs. That's mean.
Thank you for Facebook, Eric.
Yes, but thank you for getting on our Facebook page. Eric is a quad four listener. Boom, roasted.
Nice.
Damn it, he is at the bottom of the hour. We have some 15s, and it just threw me off.
By the way, Nebraska's now up 6.
Nice. Dude, in this game, that's like being a 40.
Good
yeah,
math,
it is,
John.
Because it has been it's been a slog.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of slogs, apparently whoever is on the losing end of Arch Madness has to score less than 40 points.
Yeah, what color is the team on the left, John? Is that a brown? I can't even tell from here. That's a brown.
You know what makes me mad?
Who's a brown
is now
team?
When I type in Arch in... By the way, it's Valparaiso who's getting boat raced right now against Belmont.
They're the one on the
now
left,
when
the
I type
one.
In Arch in the Google search, the first thing that pops up is not Madness, it's Manning. That triggers.
Did you know
me.
He's not going to be in the new NCAA college football game?
Yeah, we talked about it, Nick.
Yeah, I know that was.
Oh. Jake says quad four Grum. Screw you, Jake. It's a quad one show.
Jake, more like fake, because that's what you are.
It is basketball season. We wouldn't have these nerd hoops numbers in September.
We should talk more spring training.
No, definitely not. No, let's go back to hoops.
1620 The Zone.